A man in Daytona Beach, Florida, is recovering from surgery for an alligator bite. It attacked him as he stepped out of his front door over the weekend.
A little over 2 weeks ago, another alligator killed an 85-year-old woman in Fort Pierce while she was trying to save her dog. So, how common are these attacks?
Frank Mazzotti is a professor of wildlife ecology at the University of Florida. He's a croc doc who's worked with alligators for more than 40 years.
I feel like I am in much greater danger driving to my study site than when I get out to work on alligators.
Oh, so traffic is still more dangerous than gators. An unprovoked alligator attack is considered extremely rare, although wildlife is still unpredictable.
One of the things that I've learned over the years is to never say that an animal will not behave in a particular manner.
And Mazzotti says while he never before heard of an attack on the doorstep, it's not uncommon for gators to show up at someone's home.
Are they looking for food? Maybe. A lot of the ponds that they live in don't have a lot of food in them, and maybe there was something good smelling coming out of the house.
So how do you avoid drawing a gator's attention?
If you're next to water, and then if you behave in any way that further attracts an alligator, for example, you have a small pet with you, or you crouch down by the water's edge and use your hands to splash the water.
Why would anyone do that? Yeah. Even though the chance of an attack is slim, Mazzotti says there are things to keep in mind if you encounter an alligator.
Many times, the first thing that will happen is that the alligator will let you go. Take advantage of that and run away, and do that in a straight line.
The alligator is fair. So no weaving back and forth, no zigzagging, and if you're in the water, the croc doc says, poke the alligator in the eye or hit it on the head for Advantage Human.